I hate a man like you so much that I'm gonna get your head down in the mud and trample it. I'm gonna make you wish you'd never been born.
X, of course, is an N by one matrix, N rows. Now, dotting both sides by y, we have that implies that ax dot y must equal b1 through bn, dotted with y, which is, of course, the matrix y, down to yn.
Awesome.
That, as you know, from the properties of the dot or inner product, is b1y1 plus b2y2 plus by, I'm sorry, plus BNYN. But that is the same as writing the 1 by N matrix, B1, B2, BN, times the matrix Y1, Y2, YN. Because that, of course, is B1Y1 plus B2Y2 plus BNYN. But that is the same as AX transpose. If this is AX, then clearly this will be AX transpose, interchanging rows and columns. With a few matrix, B1 through BN, with entries B1 through BN.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to unforeseen circumstances, we are unable to continue with the program you've been viewing. We regret the inconvenience caused to our viewers and offer our apologies.
And go.
God is in his holy tent. Earthly thoughts be silent now, while with reverence we attend.
A thousand points of light, WMFO. So, as you may have noticed, Underwater Sunflower is not broadcasting at the moment. Maybe she'll walk in any moment. But for right now, it's more ChemWeb. So, Dylan Thomas Moore has passed. It's actually not a funny thing at all. It's like I never felt like I was as close to him as I was to Jared, but I think that the loss, I still feel the loss. He was a brilliant artist. A brilliant musician. On Burnout, he was credited as He was credited as music, arrangements, programming, loop surgery, and sampling. That's a good one. I like that one. He's also, we heard earlier, we heard the Chem Lab, Electric Molecular, Instrumental, KMFDM, No Taxes Mix. So that was a record, a single. We actually had, the disc was printed and packaged in this slimline. And then we had a label in the front that he, Dylan, created an art, a drawing. It was like somebody with like an old style, it's like submachine gun at war or something, and from like World War II, or maybe it was Vietnam, something like that. And we sent that out. We put the label in the front, and then we put the CD in the slimline. We sent it to DJs, and it became a big hit. Before that, Latex from Eastside Militia, Black Radio and the Neon Blur from 10 Ton Pressure. I don't know why there was like 2 minutes of like an algebra lesson in static, like on the radio or something. And I don't know why did that need to be 2 minutes? I don't know. Ribbithead, awesome track from Burnout of the Hydrogen Bar. Blunt Force Trauma from the, actually that was the 10 Ton Pressure with the Magnetic Field remixes, which is about 5 remixes of tracks from Burnout at the Hydrogen Bar. Jesus Christ Porno Star started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for sticking with me here tonight on this Sunday evening here in a thriving Tufts campus. What's next? I think it's going to be this. What are we doing here? Oh, it's going to be Vera Blue. I can't believe that I haven't played this, and it's like after 9:30 on a bonus edition of the 1,000 Points of Light. Let's hear it right now. This is Vera Blue from Eastside Militia, 91.5 Medford WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, so you're probably wondering what's going on. Or maybe you stopped listening. So here's what's happening is that there's a track. So ChemLab had, for 2 years, they didn't record anything, and then they had a track that was made in Dylan's home studio, and we put it on a compilation. It was a hidden track. This is, there it is.
Visual Blur. Bitstream names under the power structures, flashing hazard, light halo buzz, exiled to the home. In binary brain death, 1,000 images flashing, dense, chatter, tatter, crashing, nodding, in and out, locked in feedback loops, stealing time, slow, skewed, slewed, head, depressurization chamber, online, leaking codes, hot rod connectors, humming, 48 tracks, digital info, power hub.
And there it was. That was the hidden track. They hadn't done anything for 2 years, and that's what they did in Dylan's home studio. And then we put it on a compilation, and then even when we put it on the compilation, it was a hidden track. This is back when there was a phenomenon known as a hidden track when you bought a CD. If it wasn't listed on the artwork, you had to listen to the whole thing to find the hidden track, and then you didn't know when it was or when it would start. And sure enough, this track, which was like about a minute long, started on the 23rd track, and there were only 15 tracks, maybe 17 on the record. So you had to keep listening, you had to keep waiting for the CD player to go to 23 from 17, and then you had to wait 23 seconds for this track to actually start. And then it was this weird, poetry reading, kind of like, tech-influenced, vocal-distorting thing, and you didn't know what it was. I don't know. It was fun. I don't remember people loving that, but it was kind of... Jared has a sense of humor. And Dylan, his partner in crime, can take major credit for creating that. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this one, Exile. This is... Well, we already heard Exile on Mainline. This is the extended dance mix, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
God damn it! Son of a bitch, I'll kill you right there. We get God! Damn, move when I say move, you motherfucker!
We'll be right back.
All right, I don't know what's happening. The stuff has been weird. It's like their CD players aren't working, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Now maybe Aux 1's not working anymore. Is that what's happening? This makes for very compelling radio, doesn't it? Let's try something else. I'm just going to kind of work it on the fly. How about this? Will this work? I think it's time to go home. They've all just sort of... wow. Live radio, it's pretty fun. All right. So I'm not sure what else is going to work, but I'm going to play one more track. And if I can get something else to work, I'll just rudely interrupt it. This one is going to be... you know what? I think I've played like most of these songs. Which one do you want to hear again? Let's hear Codeine again. That was fun. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Whirring noise, darkness, and then slowly the pictures shutter up in sight, a billowing string of images like silvery bubbles surfacing from the deep. It's almost always raining, drizzling, misting, slightly, lightly, heavily, but almost always dripping. The kitchen faucet marking time, camera pans across it, the washed out black and white, tin tack. Across the bed, a color saturated smear. Lighting directors got it in highlights all the time. The priest is scratchy, the smell is mildewy, too much rain. Stomach's empty, and the fridge is a booming echo chamber. They edit in stock horror docu footage of starvation, atrocities, Vietnam War footage. Descending through it, the crackling of outtake sections litter the stairwell serpentine, yet brittle, close crop. Zoom to feet descending, descending frames, skipping and jumping in vertical crash, crashing. The hallway to street sublit in shadow casting, long and thick as broken glass shards and recollections sparkle the rain-speckled sidewalk. It's always raining. But that's the way this film runs, the scenes seem clear. But the final print is always too grainy or scratched. Blurs the longer you watch it, and finally just falls away to clips and snapshots of its former glory. Loop that frames the whole world outside, often running in slow motion. Perhaps the projectionist has nodded off in a stupor during the last showing, his elbow hitting a switch. And for a second or a week, the world runs in reverse. The images, all silent, filmed and jerking nervously back across the streets. Seems like the reel's always running backwards. Time is fiction.
fiction. So, why don't you come lay down with me in this pitch-bending film loop and let the acid rain beat down